I'm here at Sea Chen Chuan's Supper Club and talking to Paul Robinson from Kids Co. Paul, what was the key message that you took away from this evening's discussions?
I think the first thing was that we actually need a new glossary of terms, because people were talking about terms that apply to the linear broadcast world and hadn't got an equivalent term for the non-linear digital world. You know, one of them being distribution. People were talking about distribution. It meant different things by that. Some meant distribution in the technical sense of selling programs to platforms. Other meant distribution to consumers, you know, so a B2C. So, in fact, we need a whole new glossary, I think, first of all. But the key issue that came across to me was, A, nobody really knows. But secondly, compelling content still works, and also that brands still are critical here. In a space where consumers are finding their way, where you've got to find ways to excite consumers about non-linear offerings, about digital offerings, how do you get them to understand what the offering is and what the opportunity is? And I think it was very interesting that there's clearly a lot of thinking still needed about ways in which to engage consumers. We know we can now do it. We know we can now distribute digitally. We know we can get stuff to consumers, but making them understand the opportunity and how to engage, we're still really at the very bottom nursery slopes of that process.
You represent a very specific market, and that's kids. How does that differ from the sorts of distribution issues that they were talking about?
Well, I think kids are interesting in a sense as an audience. They're actually an audience who have a complete understanding now of what digital means. You know, if you want your PVR programmed, ask a child. You know, children don't sort of expect things to be linear anymore. They expect things to happen when they want it. So for them, the norm is that they can pull content off when they want it in any platform, anywhere they want it. So the fact that Kids Co is not yet available on, say, games consoles, it seems to me as an oddity. Not that we should be offering it. It's, why are you not doing it? Like, what's wrong with you guys? You know. So I think kids are at the forefront of this because they are, A, completely fearless of technology, and B, have an expectation of things being 24/7 when they want them, when they want them. Now, the financial issues are not an issue for them because, of course, they expect parents to pay. For parents, the issue is how do they find a payment mechanic that means they don't worry about their bill at the end of the month, which is why I think probably initially for kids, a subscription approach is better than a transactional-based approach, because parents never quite know what their kids are doing. So I think, you know, kids as early adopters, particularly things like SVOD services, is absolutely going to be powerful. And certainly in markets where this is starting to happen, in the UK with Virgin Media, in Spain with Ono, they're finding that kids and movies are at the moment the top genres for SVOD services.
And in terms of the VOD model itself, as far as kids' content and digital distribution, which is the model that works the best in revenue terms?
Well, in terms of the platform, I guess, it depends on what the volume of transactions is. Now, you know, from as a content provider or a channel provider, we want to maximise the revenue for our content. So we'd rather, at this stage, not knowing what the model is, get a fixed fee. So at least that way you've got certainty of income. The trouble is, when you're negotiating for rights with content owners, you know, it's always about jam tomorrow, and they never quite understand that. So some jam today, even though it might be quite thinly spread, is always better than, you know, some sort of jam but with no idea how thick it's going to be cut. So I guess at this stage, fixed fees are good. I think going forward, as volumes increase, we're going to actually say fixed fees are the wrong model, we're leaving money on the table, and let's go for the transactional model. But I think that's going to be further down the pike as we start to transfer both viewing and revenue from the linear model to the digital model. And we're not there yet. It's still very early days.
What remains your key issue as regards digital distribution? What is your single most biggest issue?
I think it's still about rights. I think, you know, making sure that content owners understand there's an opportunity here and they need to partner with platforms to create a new business model. You know, I think there's an expectation that maybe there's a lot of money around today and there isn't. So I think getting rights owners to be willing to share some of the risk, to partner with you, to try things, some of which will work and some which won't. And a lot of guys are up for that. You know, certainly the Kids Co shareholders understand that and are really up for that. Others, you know, you go and talk to them and they expect expect large upfront payments, and you say, well, you know what, we just can't take that risk because we just don't know how it's going to go. So I think getting them on board, getting them convinced, making rights more readily available. And then the issue that Leslie McKenzie talked about and some of the other guys talked about, which is how the windows work and how that works with physical products and with television. I think there's a whole debate to be had about timing, duration and positioning of windows, and we're probably at the beginning of that debate now.
Yeah. And lastly, who would you back? Google TV or Apple?
That's a really hard one. I mean, in the near term, I think Apple is probably the one that's got the edge. But I think long term I'd go for Google because of their massive distribution. I think people don't think of Google at the moment as being the source of video on demand or source of content. Google's the place you go to search. You're going to search for anything, you start with Google. Whereas Apple has got a much sort of cooler brand. You know, if you're a Mac owner or you've got an iPad, you think, oh, Apple is just gorgeous. So I'd say Apple near term, long term it's Google.
That's interesting. Thanks very much indeed.
You're welcome.